Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Fool me once. That's why I'm on a quest for wisdom, because I don't even want you to fool me once. But I'll give it to you once, but guarantee you won't have a second chance. You won't even be close enough to even smell my breath. You are removed and disqualified. You betray me if you're not loyal, if you do something that's knowingly backstabbing, you are gone. There are no second chances. I forgive you, and I still love you. But just because you love a person, and hear me well, just because you love a person doesn't mean you have to trust them.
Amen.
I want to know in the Bible, where does the Lord tell me to love and trust him? He said to just love him. There's a lot of people I love, but there's a lot of people I would not trust to carry my wallet.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
There's a lot of people that I love, but you would not step foot in my house.
That's all right.
That's the truth.
Yep.
Amen.
I will make an arrangement to have dinner with you at a restaurant before I invite you in my home. It's just the way it is, player. I'm just telling you the truth.
Come on, Mama.
Come on, Apostle.
I'd rather tell you the truth to your face than have you thinking that I'm phony, because I guarantee I'm called a lot of things, but one thing I'm not called is phony, because I have a, thank God, he's given me that anointing to be transparent before the people. It takes too much energy to be phony and two-faced. If I don't want you in my house, I'll tell you. That's just the way it is. Sidebar, why am I like that? And I don't know, maybe you all need to check some people at the door, too. You probably won't have as much warfare in your home. Why? Because in
house,
with my husband, we sanctify our home. The Bible says, in my house, we shall serve the Lord. Our house will serve the Lord. That means our territory, our possession is blessed. It has been crowned with God's glory and has been crowned with God's presence. Why? Because we don't desecrate. In our house, my husband and I is not watching porn.
Because my God, amen.
Even double side note, when you watch porn and pornography, you open up portals in your atmosphere that you don't even know.
Amen there.
That's right.
Amen.
There are no late night HBO nights in my house. In our home, my husband and I, we're not inviting other people to have orgies. We're not trying to beguile them with a good dinner and then go in the room and freak somebody. In our home, we are not desecrating the anointing. In our home, my husband is not beating me. I'm not beating him. In my home, we are treating each other with respect. We live a sanctified, the best that we can. The best that we can, we put forth a best effort every day to be sanctified.
Amen.
So if I'm praying, fasting, anointing my walls with the oil, if I'm declaring God's heaven and his glory to be in my house, why would I invite just anybody in my home? I don't know what
you
mean. I know that's right.
I don't know what you got going
that's
on.
Right.
Amen.
Amen, that's right.
Some people love to entertain. I think that's wonderful. I think that's great if that's your thing. But you better know what you're signing up for when you invite just curious and careless people in your home. You invite somebody and then they take the liberty to invite another person. You don't know who they know. I barely trust
that's
you.
Right.
I'm really not going to trust who you trust.
Yay.
And then you wonder why everybody leaves. Y'all may have had a good time, had karaoke, had some good food. When everybody leaves your home, now all of a sudden you're feeling weird. All of a sudden, your husband, if he don't normally act a certain way, all of a sudden he's acting strange. You feeling strange.
Come on, Mom.
You hear certain creaks and noises.
Amen. Amen for that.
You just said, come on in, spirit. So that's why if you have these type of shindigs, if you have these type of gatherings, when everyone leaves, pray over your home again. Reanoint
that's
your
right.
home.
Amen.
It's simple. You don't have to live like an island.
That's right. Yourself.
I know at one point in time, our home will be open to everybody. I plan on it. But guarantee when you leave, I don't care if I know you or not. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus because I don't know what you've been caught up in.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
All right. Let me get back to what I'm telling you. This is real today, but I got to teach you all why it's my obligation, because I am your apostle. I am a mother in Zion. I have to instill this in you, because some people I learned just don't know. Some people weren't taught this, or some people weren't taught in the fullness of why you need to do it. So this is why we are so passionate about getting it in your spirit. So let's talk about it. Another fool. A fool is any son that disregards the wisdom of his father. Now, the Bible says son, but use your imagination here. It could be daughter. It could be cousin. It could be niece. It could be nephew. It could be woman, male, however you want to do it, spiritual son, spiritual daughter. But any son that disregards the wisdom of his father. Why? Because Proverbs 15 and 5 says it. Proverbs 15 and 5. He says, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. The Bible talks about that, that if you despise your father's instruction, but he that reproveth, who regardeth reproof is prudent. You will prosper if you listen to instruction. The Bible even talks about that. He says, the Bible says, poverty and shame shall come to him that refuseth instruction. That's the word of God. That's the blessing is in the obedience. It may seem stupid to you. It may seem something of a hassle to you when we tell you to drink a glass of water. Well, I'm not thirsty. Well, then go ahead. With the keep that cancer inside of you. Guarantee you're going to be thirsty when you feel a chemo. Come on. What's your instruction? What did the prophet just tell you? What did your mentor just tell you? What did your spiritual father, your spiritual mother just tell you? But he that disregards instruction or wisdom from his father is a fool. So you go ahead, you and your foolish and your foolish disease. I realize that there are a lot of people that are just not going to get it. There are a lot of people that we're going to talk to, but they're just because they are so bent on their own logic, their own type of fleshly cognitive conclusions, they're going to miss it, because when God does it, he does it uncommonly. When God does it, it's a supernatural. When God does it, it just won't make sense to your small mind. Matter of fact, there was a lady who was needing healing. We told her to drink some water, and she went ahead and drank water, and I explained to her. I said, you think it's H2O, but when you consume it and when you have gulped it down in your esophagus, it transforms it into a healing agent. It will not go through your esophagus into your stomach and then through your intestines and everything. I said, when you go through and you gulp it, as soon as it hits your esophagus, it will now go through every vein in your body. I said, you'll be able to feel it if your faith is there. She said, actually, yes. She said, when I drank it, it was like things were going through my veins. I felt it in my fingers. I felt it in my legs. I felt it in my arms. Now, that's not water. Water doesn't go through your body not like that. It goes through a process, if you know anything about the human anatomy. It goes through a process. There was a person, and she was healed, actually. She was healed of her ailment because of her obedience. But there was a person that I told he had a big problem on his body. He had a boil on his body. And the Lord said for him to run a bath water and for him to sit in the water. And I gave him the instructions in detail of what he was to do that night, not tomorrow, not the next day, that night. Do you not know that the next day or the few days after, he came back asking for prayer? And he said, can you pray for me? I'm just breaking out again. I said, were you obedient? Did you sit in the bathtub? I said, because I know the instructions of the Lord was to heal you. So I don't know why you're not being healed. And he said, yeah, I did. I did. I said, I said, something didn't feel right. Do you not know that a few weeks later, he contacted my husband and I. He said, I want to apologize. I've been sinful. I lied to you. I wasn't obedient. I did not sit in the bathtub that night. When you even asked me if I did it, I lied again, and I said that I did when I did not. He said, so right now I'm sitting in the hospital. I'm in the hospital right now, and the doctors are talking about having surgery on certain parts of my body because the boils have gotten so bad.
Jesus.
Wow. What is the cost? What is the cost of disobedience? It's cost. Let me tell you something. When you're a fool, it's expensive. I don't know about you, but every fool that I ran into, it is costly. He's now running up a hospital bill that he did not have to even incur if he would have been obedient. Being a fool is costly. Being a fool, you'll have to be paying for medicine for the rest of your life because you are HIV positive.
Mother.
being a fool is costly, because now when you should have been studying and doing about your father's business, you all laid up and got pregnant, and the husband don't even want you, or the father don't, or the child don't want you. Now you got to raise the child by yourself, an extra expense in life. You love the baby. All life is precious. But now look at how expensive a mistake has happened.
Ooh.
Being foolish is costly. Not learning how to tithe, not learning how to give God what is his, it will cost you double than what you could have had.
That's
because
right.
Because God gives money one way or another.
Man.
You'll start having all types of expenses. Your car will start breaking down. Your things in your house will start going awry. Things with your children. You'll just be stressed out. Why? Because the God that we serve can't rebuke the devourer for your sake. Because you don't try. So the devourer comes in and eats up. Anything that's called the devourer is not good news. Newsflash. The devourer is not a good thing. The devourer comes to eat up and comes to make sure you have a lot of expenses where you're barely hanging on each and every day. So I don't know about you, but I want to be wise. I want to keep as much money. Matter of fact, I want to have even more coming in so I can do even more. So that's the whole wisdom in paying your tithe. Let me keep going. A fool is any son who shows disrespect toward the mother that brought him into this world. That's the word of God. I'm sorry. You love your baby. I know you love your daughter. She's just so cute. I know you love your son. He's my pookie pookie. But let me tell you something. They're a fool. They are a fool if they show disrespect towards you and you brought them in this world.
That's
why?
Right.
Because the Bible says,
amen.
Proverbs 15:20 says, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. This is the word of God. I'm not telling you what April is saying. You want the word of God? I just need the church that's going to teach me the word of God. I just want to go somewhere that just teaches me. I just want the word. There's too many fakers and imposters in this world. I just want where the word of God is being taught. Well, now you got it. What you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it now that it's being taught to you on today? Or are you going to go somewhere else complaining? You're a church hopper. Going from ministry to ministry because you can't find a ministry that's going to preach your sins into heaven.
My God.
My Lord.
Because the word of God is not being taught how you like it. You want to be taught how God is full of grace and he loves me, even though I just keep making stupid decisions over and over again. And because nobody's holding me accountable, I'm going to be in heaven with a crown. You can believe that all you want. But don't you get it confused, because there's two parts to this Bible. There's the person of Jesus, which is the love of Jesus, and then there is the law of Jesus, the principle of Jesus.
That's right.
The law of Jesus or the principle of Jesus is a lot different than the person of Jesus. See, Jesus said, I'm married to the backslider. I love you to the end of this earth. Yes, I do. Jesus loves you. Ooh-wee. Yes, he does. And a lot of people love that. They love to just know that God loves them despite their wrongdoing, despite their shortcoming. I love it. I tell people often, rest in his love. He's the only one that really loves you in this world anyway. Everybody
Amen.
Else's love can be fickle, depending on if they ate, depending on how good of a night's rest they had. Love and people go up and down. But God's love is consistent, so you want that love. But don't you dare try to qualify for a breakthrough when you are a heathen and you're trying to bring forth manifestation out of the love of God, but you're ignoring the principle of God.
It doesn't work like that.
We get a lot of people that believe that way, but I love Jesus. And I say, yes, he do. He loves you too. But you are also, God can love you. This is how cold God is, and I love it. God is the one that says he's married to the backslider. God said he loves you. He gets that. Jesus loves you. But at the same breath, he'll call you a thief. At the same breath, he'll call you a robber. In the same breath, he'll tell you how definitely you are doing wrong, how you're an abomination, your behavior acts. He'll love you, but he'll still be like, I don't know. Your name is not in the book of life here, but I love you. At the end of the day, on Judgment Day, see, he got to go according to his law. See, the Bible says that he is not a man that should, he is not a man that should lie, or the son of man that needs to repent. So what he says is what he says. So if you don't take him at his word, which newsflash, he places above his name, so that ought to tell you something real strong. He's not bending for anybody. He said, I'll let heaven and earth pass away before I change my word.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will say that.
So heaven and earth, if he's willing to forsake and bet heaven and earth before he changes his word, that means he'll dispense you. Are we
That's
on this
right.
earth?
Amen.
Isn't your favorite pet, your pet dog, your pet cat on this earth? He'll say, skip all that. I'm keeping my word before I change and bend it towards something you want me to say.
Tell it.
So Lord. The word is telling me that I got to do A, B, and C in order to get D. Well, don't you think you ought to do that? Because I don't see how people still in their sin or still in their stupidity can believe that God's going to do this and do this, but they're knowingly in a foolish situation, knowingly being called a fool. That don't
Preach.
Work. It's almost like, and then I move on, you go into work, you got a job, then you decide to take a month off. You said, I'm not going to work for the month of August, but you go up there and you still expect to get paid for 40 hours of work.
My
you
Lord.
Know that when they hired you, and chances are you signed your name according to their policy and that you really do understand you comply to all of their demands. You're going to work 40 hours. You're going to be on time. You're going to do this. Whatever your specific job you were hired to do, you would do it effectively, all of that. So they're going to look at what they hired you from for. They're going to look at what you signed as an obligation that you will be accountable to, and they're going to look at your act, your last behavior. They're going to say, wait, it don't match up. You say you were supposed to do this, but you weren't here. You say you're supposed to work these many hours, but you work zero. So you get no pay. Matter of fact, it even says if you miss 3 days consecutively, you're fired. So goodbye. Good luck getting unemployment checks. So that's kind of like how we treat God. You want all of this grace, all of this favor, but yeah, you're not faithful to your spouse. You want all of this grace, all of this favor, but you just honor God's prophet. You want all of this grace, all of this favor, and you've given your word to do such and such. You've made vows, and yet you've broken them, just like a fool. That's what the Bible says. A fool doesn't repay a vow. You are looked at as a fool if you don't repay your vow, whether it's to him or people. A vow is a vow. The Bible says, let your yea be yea, your nay be nay. Be a man and woman of your word. If you can't make it, if you can't do it, don't sign. And let me just say, sidebar to all my leaders, don't sign up and be in leadership training and you say you're committed to being on here, you're committed to the ministry, you're humbling yourself, you say that we are your mentors, that you are the protege, whatever it is that you want to be, a spiritual son, a spiritual daughter. But then when we hold you to accountability of really supporting this movement, you go ghost. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. We
That's
say
right.
as a leader, you're supposed to pay your tithes. You're supposed to support the movement. You're supposed to be proven as a person that honors the tithe, that comes up to God. But yet you think
That's
God
right.
is stupid. You give him $20. Man. You know the true 10% was $150. How dumb do you think God is?
Praise.
He created math. He created man.
Yes, he did.
You may think you can fool us. Cause, I mean, honestly, I don't care enough to ask you to fax me or scan me a copy of your W-2 or your pay stub. I'm not having you go through that. I'm not going to ask you to do that. So if you want to tell me that $20 is your tithe, even though I know better, I'm going to say, okay, God bless it. But if I go and pray for it like I always do, don't you know that ends up being a curse on your life? Because apostle Andrew and myself, think about it. Really think about it. When we receive every tithe or every seed, but right now we want to talk about the tithe. When someone says, here is my tithe, you know what Apostle Andrew and myself do? We put our hand to the screen, or we put our hand, whether you send it in the mail, on your seed, and we decree and we declare blessings over your life because you honor the tithe. Do you not know what happens? When the words release out of our mouth, it goes up to heaven. God honors our prayers. When he hears our prayers, he says, hey, prayer, I know you mean well. I know you want to pronounce favor, but they fooled you. This is not their full type. I'm rejecting the prayer. Denied.
That's right. That is correct.
And do you not know that when God denies it, then a curse comes unto you? Not just a curse. The Bible says you curse with a curse. Bam.
Okay.
Yes, Lord.
Hello. Yes.
Come on,
that's
Lord. Come on.
That's right.
Thank
that's
you,
right.
Father.
Right. speak it.
And then you want to call yourself a leader. Let me tell you something. Once God gives us the signal, we let it go.
What?
Once God lets them know what the real deal is, he said, call them out and let them know that they're being set down because they are not accountable. See, we raise real leaders here. We raise real leaders at KCI. We let you raise real tough, strong leaders because there's a real tough, strong world out there. And we don't need someone who's preaching condemnation on themselves. We don't need somebody to go out there and start preaching the word of God, and then you end up under the same curse because you're not living the word of God. Now, it's one thing that you're struggling in something, you're walking in deliverance, but then it's one thing to absolutely be not adhering to the word of God. You're a fool at that point, and I can't even do that to you. I'll sit you down before I let you walk in a curse. Let you figure me out.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.